been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too, right? I'm having a pretty good week, actually. I'm traveling again. And as always, packing last minute to go to the airport. I could not find my handheld recorder, little bunny. So I brought my whole good setup. So my voice should sound just as beautiful as ever. And not like a little rink-a-dink tin can. Actually, my voice also sounds gorgeous when recorded on a rink-a-dink tin can. But I like being professional for you. Professional in terms of quality and very unprofessional in terms of the mischief you and I get up to, little bunny. I guess I should mention at the beginning, the locked section of the garden is where we get into all kinds of unprofessional mischief. And it's 18 plus only, so don't join if you're not 18. The locked section is about one third spicy, whether it's fiction or non-fiction, little bunny. And it's about one third comfort also. I actually just recorded this week's locked audio. It's a quick 4 minute plushy hug. Just kind of a little pick me up when you want a quick hug from me. It's also a good chance for me to get a quick hug from you because I love the energy you give me back, little bunny. I really get a lot of joy from you. And then the other third of the locked section is whatever kind of random stuff I can come up with. So, that's that. Oh, you should sign up for the no spam email list. Wait, no. The no spam fiction email list. Whatever it is. Either way, if you go to the link tree from the podcast notes or from the Instagram bio, you can sign up for something where I will only email you when I announce a new piece of fiction to be cast out into the world. I've been writing a lot of fiction lately. I really enjoy that. Been taking some time to realize that there's only so many things I can do in life. Or rather, in a day, in a week. There's only so many things I can do in a week. And I've resolved to spend more time on the garden. I was doing some other non-garden professional stuff and started taking up a lot of time. I was like, I really wish I could spend this time with my little bunny instead. So I have bowed out of something that was taking more of my time, and I'm going to spend it on you, little bunny. Selfishly, though, I'm going to write fiction that I want to write. And then when you, little bunny, sign up for my announcement list, and I go, bam, new short story or novelette, then you can choose if you want to go grab that. So far, everything I make is actually on the Patreon. Maybe if I write a full book, maybe that'll be exclusive to Audible or something. But you can listen to me wherever, by the way. So this podcast, you don't have to listen on Spotify if you don't want. You can actually listen on Audible for free with no ads. Same with Apple Podcasts. Okay, little bunny, what are we talking about with you this week? I don't know. Tell me what's going on with you. I have to be honest, I didn't prepare too much. Because what kind of excuse is going to make for not preparing? Because I've been on vacation, little bunny. Give me a break. I don't know what kind of lessons I can give to you right now from vacation, except maybe just encourage you that if you want to travel, there has never been a more achievable time in human history to be able to travel. So we might need to get you on some level of financial security and stability I'm here to help you in every way I can. Like to get you a nice stable job where you can have some vacation time and you can afford a plane ticket pretty much, hopefully pretty much anywhere. It's totally doable. I know traveling is expensive, or at least can be expensive. But it's never been more doable on a bunny. So, if you want to travel, it's within your power to. If you can't afford it, you can work on your career, little bunny. You can make enough to travel pretty much wherever you want. You're not going to be flying first class necessarily. You're not going to be going to the most expensive this or that. But every place is available to you, little bunny. Every place is available to you. So, if you don't know how to advance your career, by the way, just gonna briefly say this. Go to ChatGPT and say, "Hey, ChatGPT, I need help advancing my career." And then just have a conversation. And ChatGPT will tell you exactly what you need to do to move up in your career, get a new job, get the training you need. Really, there's no excuses, little bunny. There's no excuses. So go make your dreams come true. Go make your daddy proud. I insist. That would make me really happy. What are some other ways you can make me proud, little bunny? Yeah. This is so funny coming from like a super hot, spicy content creator who has given thousands upon thousands of orgasms out into the world just by doing what I do, little bunny. That same man is also telling you to always wear a helmet when you get on your bicycle or get on any bicycle, little bunny. That would make me proud. Wear your frickin' helmet, okay, little bunny. What else would make me proud?
I would like for you, little bunny,
to every once in a while put your phone in the other room. Maybe get a book or something, make some tea. You could even just sit. Or sit with a journal, or maybe you want to do some drawing or some knitting, crocheting. Whatever you think you might want to do. Put your phone in the other room. Just exist in the present. And if you want to, you can put me on. And then if you have wireless headphones, you can go put your phone in the other room or something. It would make me proud if you're a bunny who doesn't do a whole lot of social stuff, which I totally understand. It would make me proud for you to just go to the Meetup app. It's not a dating app. It's just called Meetup. And just start browsing stuff in your area, something that might be fun for you to go check out.
And then go do it, little bunny. What's the worst
that could happen? What is the absolute worst that could happen? I'll tell you. This is not the worst. Okay, this is kind of a funny story. So there's a party game that these days it's mostly called Werewolf. It's very fun. It's one of these games where you have a secret identity and everyone pretends they're not the werewolf. And most people aren't the werewolf, but some people are the werewolf, little bunny. So you have to discuss and you have to figure out who's lying. You have to ruin friendships, all kinds of things. It's a social deduction game. The other name for it is Mafia. Which I'm less enthused about that title. But I went on the Meetup app shortly after I moved to New York City. I knew what I was getting myself into. This story is not as exciting as it's starting to sound like it is. But yeah, so go to Meetup and it's like, "Hey, Mafia Meetup." No, it was very clearly just the werewolf game. But the worst thing that could happen as I got there. I'm super nervous because I'm in a new city, finally following my dreams. Super shy, walking around, feeling like I don't belong, like I don't deserve to be in this great place. And then I just had the most awkward game of Mafia where everyone thought I was the Mafia because I was just so out of my social comfort zone. Oh, man. And you know what? I don't know. Worst case scenario, you go to a meetup app and you go to a meetup. Worst case scenario is you make a fool of yourself and I don't know. I'm not selling it very well, am I, little bunny? I don't know. You'll eventually turn out like me, little bunny. You'll be the most confident human being on the planet. I think in confidence, I'm probably top 0.1% for sure. What do you think, little bunny? You know what? You're right. It's more like top 0.01. That's right. I think I have top 0.001 best lives. I have a really great life, little bunny. I used to think my life was bottom 8%. That was when I went through, I guess you could call it a dark period, I don't know. Period of mental struggles, believing that life was some horrible thing to be endured. And man, I was so wrong. Life can be so awesome, little bunny. Oh, life can be so good. It really can be so good.
I'm sure there's an episode I can point you to.
Get my phone. Let me start pointing you to some good episodes. If you say daddy, you don't know what you're talking about. How could life possibly be anything but miserable? I don't know, maybe you're already with me on this and you know it can be pretty freaking good. There's always going to be stuff that sucks. That's unavoidable. There's always going to be awkward exchanges. You're always going to make a fool of yourself, whether it's in a mafia meetup or just to someone you have a crush on or something. There's always going to be cringeworthy memories. There's always going to be boring tasks you have to do.
Let's see. Oh, we're getting so high up there. This is podcast 96, little bunny.
You know, I thought one time about telling you my story of the dark period for episode 100, but I think it would make you cry. I think it would make you cry. It might inspire you to, but I don't really want to make you cry. Only tears of happiness, little bunny. Okay, let's see. I can't remember which episodes are good anymore. I'm scrolling through the Lindy's Garden podcast list. I guess you'll just have to go hunt. Excuse me, sorry for sniffling in your ears. I think last week's episode was really good, though. That one's not so much for enjoying life. There's a couple where I really ramble about how awesome things are. Let me see if I can find one. Cute little puppy is an important one. That's number 77. I think that could be a good one for you to listen to. Yeah. What else? Oh. Here's one. Okay. Number 75 is called This Will Make You Smile. Maybe a few. Are curious to know how life can be good. Maybe go listen to number 75. This will make you smile. I think that's good. Okay, there's a couple episodes for you to go back and listen to. Now we gotta figure out This will probably be a bit of a shorter episode because I gotta get back to my travels, little bunny. But I guess we gotta come up with a topic so I can title this something, little bunny. What should I title this episode? I do want to stay with you for longer. You are quite fun to spend time with. I don't know if this is like a postcard or something. I think this is becoming just a nice sleep aid episode. Why don't you just drift off, little bunny? This is just another casual ramble, isn't it? Casual ramble from the road or something. I don't know. I might tell you a little bit later about where I'm traveling right now. But I think I want to reflect on any lessons that I've learned. Things like that. I think your daddy needs to get to bed. I cannot write you a poem tomorrow morning, so I'm going to pause and write you a poem right now. I'll be right back, little bunny. Okay, little bunny. I've got you a poem that I'm going to send you out into the world for your week. Okay, here's the poem. You have a delirious daddy on your hands. Little bunny, listen here. Let me whisper in your ear. Let me whisper words of trust. You light my heart with love and lust. Have a great, great week, little bunny. Take me with you. I'm taking you with me for my week. I take you with me everywhere I go, every day, no matter where I am on planet Earth, and perhaps someday even beyond.